All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I've entered all the necessary information I need to enter. And now...
Toggle button pressed, more information. Field out of frame, toggle button pressed, more information. Three-digit security code.
This is just talking about the security code.
Button pay now.
And now...
Not pressed. Button pay now.
And now we're at the pay now button. So, hopefully, you are successful with entering all your necessary information. The first thing it asks for is your email address. You type that in, and when it asks for your address, there's an autocomplete there where you type in, you start to type in your address, like your house number and your street name, and then it kind of figures out the rest. It'll figure out your state and your city. Then, later on in the form, it asks you to type in your city again, your phone number in case they need to contact you. It'll ask for your zip code and all that kind of stuff. Then, when it asks for your credit card information, it will not ask you for the card type. Some sites will do this, some won't. The Freedom Scientific Store, if you haven't found out already, does not ask for your card type. Once you start typing in your card number, it automatically figures it out. Right from the get-go with the first four digits. You don't have to enter any dashes or slashes or anything like that. You just enter it as one long number. And as you type the sequence of numbers, you will start to find out, you will hear that it figures out your card. Now, I'm using a master, and right after I type the first four digits, it automatically figured out I was using a master, which is kind of cool, actually. And then it'll ask you for the CVC number. Now, depending on the card you have, you might have a four-digit or a three-digit. And hopefully you have all of this information written down already. I happen to have all my financial information written down in Braille on a piece of paper, so I can easily type it in.
Button pay now.
And then you'll get to the pay now button, which we're going to hit that now.
Unavailable, busy.
Okay, it's busy.
Thank you for your purchase. Freedom Scientific e-store checkout. Link skip to content.
Alrighty. It said busy. And then it said thank you for your purchase. Now let's read the name of this page again.
Thank you for your purchase. Freedom Scientific e-store checkout, Google Chrome.
Alrighty. Now, we're going to scroll down from here.
Banner landmark, heading level 1, thank you for your purchase.
Okay, that means they got my purchase. When you do this, you'll get the same message.
Complimentary landmark, banner landmark, heading level 1, thank you for your purchase. Main landmark order number 12,605.
Now, when you place orders on any web page, whether it's Amazon, Freedom Scientific, or almost any other site, they're going to give you an order number of some sort. It would be a good idea if you took note of that and wrote it down someplace or record it. Because this way, if there's an issue, you can refer the customer service rep to that purchase. hopefully you've never had an issue where you've actually had to call in because of an issue like that. But again, it's always a good idea to write that down someplace and keep it up until the point where you received your product, you've tried it out, and it actually works fine. But even if there's no serious trouble, maybe you received your product, it's working, but you just might need a little help getting certain things to function for you. You may need to give the person that order number. So it's always a good idea to write it down and keep it on hand just in case. Now let's continue to scroll and see what else we have here.
Heading level 2, thank you, Michael. Heading level 2, your order is confirmed.
Uh-huh. My order is confirmed?
You'll receive a confirmation email with your order number shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Heading level 2, customer information. Heading level 3, contact information.
Okay. Here we're going to get to the contact information. This is where they're going to show me my contact info. But because this is a public tutorial, I am not going to let NVDA read that. So there you have it. That is how you make a purchase with the JAWS Freedom Scientific website. In the next section, we're going to install JAWS. Now, as you heard NVDA say, you're going to receive a email confirming your purchase. You're also going to receive another email with some instructions that tell you how to sign up for the portal. Now, we didn't actually have to do that here. I did have to fill in some information, but I did not have to actually create a username and password here. When we get into part 4, where we register for the portal and install JAWS, there will be a need for a username and password. So at this point, congrats if you have completed this process like I have, and stay tuned for the next section where we show you how to sign up for the portal and install JAWS.